Good morning, Life Springers. As I read this text to you today, Bev and I are enjoying our visit with our family in Nashville and anticipate performing the wedding ceremony for our grandson Gage and his new wife, Allie. We pray that they have a long life together lived in the presence of God. Today's text will be the text for Monica's sermon to you on October 3rd. Please listen to the text and think about it as you go about your week leading up to next Sunday. I'm reading it from the Message. God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out enemy talk and silence atheist babble. I look up at your macro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my small self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being gods. Bright with Eden's dawn light, you put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us stewards of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild, birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deeps. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. And now may we pray. Dear God, we are astounded by your love for us and your concern about our well-being. The fact that you created us above angels is staggering to think about. We pray that you will keep your abundant love and amazing creation at the forefront of our minds, and may we live in continual awareness of this. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. I hope you have a really great week.